Hello, and welcome to the Chance Beneath Project, Episode 4. So, what is this, and why are you here? Well, this podcast debuts 10 new tracks every month commissioned by me from 120 sound artists around the world. These new works are based on only one single parameter, which is to make use of a cassette tape loop unique to every artist that has been cut from my extended piece, Chance Beneath the Bed of the Furnace Brook, as source material. That is an earful. This podcast is themed, which means every episode will explore the newly published works from a specific angle of interest. In total, you're going to hear 120 new audio pieces by all your favorite sound artists, debuted in delightful little monthly bouquets, and the best part is, it's all free. The tracks included in this podcast will be streamable forever via Bandcamp and on the project's website. And as this project is also supported by Wavefarm's WGXC 90.7 FM in New York's Upper Hudson Valley, you can also hear every episode both on air as well as online at wavefarm.org. You can find out more info at chancebeneath.net. Or if info, quote unquote, isn't your thing and you just want to hear the music without me or anyone else talking at you, you can do that as well at chancebeneath.net. Thanks for listening, and let's get to it. Episode 4, Voicings. As it turns out, recently I've received a handful of submissions to the project that includes singing. I started putting them together as this theme started to sort of naturally be constructing itself, only to realize just how spectacularly diverse each track was, making use of different vocal tactics, registers, and tonal shapes that find weird ways to wrap around the loop or electronics. I never really anticipated that the voice would play such a large role in this project, and yet here we are. But that's not all I'll be playing today. Our last section makes an intuitive jump from the human voice to similar sounding approaches for instruments. And one piece in particular brings something very weird to the table. Stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, let's start with three artists who attempted in one way or another to recreate their tape loop using their voice. Here is Antoine Long, Stephanie Lovelace, and Rachel Finney.
Thank you.
We just heard Rachel Finney, preceded by Stephanie Loveless, and starting with Antoine Long. Rachel uses found tapes to overdub the loop itself and plays with vocal samples, sort of slowed down to string together a beautiful collage of tones. And that's pretty similar to how I would describe Antoine and Stephanie's pieces, but in their case, they replace the tape loop entirely by using their voices to mimic the tones. The second set is a bit more jammy. These tracks sound more improvised and raw, and there's no better person to ease us into this liquid, noisy glop than Mr. Mike Shiflett. So we're going to hear his piece, followed by Natalie Chami of Tal Sounds and Goodwill Smith, and then the Opalio Brothers from Italy, otherwise known as My Cat is an Alien. And the fourth track is my wild card, so stay tuned for that one. So we just heard my wild card, the ever-inspiring Cologne-based Andreas Oscar Hirsch, whose track I have privately been calling the Critter Jam. His sounds are made using a variety of organic objects, being played by machine objects, and then altered with filters and processing. But in the end, it all kind of sounds like insects sort of jamming. Yeah, I threw it in there because insects can vocalize too, even if those aren't actually insects. Before him, My Cat is an Alien, Natalie Chami, and Mike Shiflett. Shiflett sang lyrics, which is always a nice change in the Chance Beneath project. You don't get that too often. While Natalie and the brothers Opalio both waxed explorative to create their manufactured sonic worlds. Our last set, however, migrates away from the voice entirely. We're going to hear James Hamilton's work for guitar and Helena Espval's for cello, and they both take some of that wall of tones approach that we heard in the first segment, only using their instruments to sort of jam alongside the tape loop. And then I'm going to end with a very unique submission from composer Svetlana Bukvich, who turned this loop into a 15-minute composition for a dance group. We're only going to hear a short excerpt, although you can hear the full track on chancebeneath.net. And although her use of the loop is quite minimal in this piece, we're given an incredible range of instrumental voicings coming from the synthesizer, violin and cello, guitar, piano, bass, and... Anyway, with that, here's James Hamilton, Helena Espval, and Svetlana Bukvich. Thank you. Well, that does it for episode 4 of the Chance Beneath Project. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.